This is the Conway and Carolla Show.
I'll be high as a kite. We'll see how it goes.
With special babbling sidekick, Danny Bonaducci.
Really?
And an occasional appearance by Tom Likas.
Yes.
And also Frosty, Adio, or Frank.
Really?
Maybe even John and Jeff, if they're here early.
Finland?
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Hope everybody is staying cool out there. I was miserable as hell today, sitting there in the valley where it was 112 degrees. And I didn't even have to go to a graduation or any kind of outdoor ceremony. In the house, I was miserable as hell because my air conditioner was on all day long and it only got the house down to 83 degrees inside. It's got to be a problem. 83 degrees. Couldn't get any lower. If you had a nightmare today, perhaps you had to go to a graduation, maybe your power went out, you live in North Hollywood, and 5,000 to 7,000 people lost their power today before we talked to Adam Carolla, and you just want to vent and bitch and complain, you better do it here rather than do it with somebody else on the road and get your ass kicked or even killed. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This happened to me today, and I blame the heat for this. I went to a fast food place. My daughter likes the fast food as much as her old man once in a while. Yes. She calls this place we go the French fry store. And once in a while, you know, you got to give the kids, a snack once in a while. I can't always feed them, you know, apples and bananas and asparagus. Once in a while, they need a French fry to act like a real, you know, American child. And we pull into this fast food place today, and I'm only going about 8 miles an hour. I got my wife, my kid. I wasn't speeding through there. And this Asian woman comes running out. She's about 25 years old. Comes running out of the fast food place, and I slam on the brakes, and she turns to me, and she says the F word, and she calls me a cracker, right? And I blame the heat for this. And so, you know, she calls me a cracker, and I turn to my wife, and she goes, Tim, please. And I said, well, no. I said, the rule is, if when I'm with you or when I'm with my daughter, I don't do anything. I never get involved with anybody because I don't want anyone shot. I don't want my daughter shot because this, lunatic is having a bad day. But on any normal day, man, if somebody opens up that, starts with the racial crap, I think it's, gloves off. You can go deep on, the C word or the B word. You can go anywhere if somebody opens that can of worms. But I do blame the heat for that. And I hope that young lady loses some of that anger. But today, Gina Grad, our very own Gina Grad, had to sit through what was probably a living hell. Is that right?
It was pretty terrible, yeah.
I went to
the Beverly Hills High School graduation.
Oh, congratulate. 90210?
Exactly.
All right.
And it was outside in an open field.
Oh, boy.
No shade from 9 to about noon.
See, now Beverly Hills should be smart enough, and they should hold that inside of like an auditorium somewhere.
A nice, pump full of air-conditioned auditorium, but no such luck. And I felt terrible for the kids because they're in, you know, their moms dress them and they have their like shirt and tie on and their big like poly, robe and hat. And they were dying too. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. All right, folks, if you want to complain and bitch about this heat, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, you also, then you went to a restaurant afterwards, is that right?
We were so happy. We were like, let's get the F out of here and go get some food in a nice air-conditioned restaurant.
Did you have to sit, outside in the sun for the graduation?
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Of course, we were all sitting on like a big open field.
On Beverly Hills High?
Yep.
Oh, it was. Don't they know every year in the end of June, starting like June 20th, it's going to be 108 degrees?
They didn't care. I mean, we had like a mister. People were fighting. People were dropping like flies. It was like a riot.
Jesus
and
Christ.
So we're like, you know what? Let's get out of here. Let's go to the nice restaurant. We'll go inside. We'll have big, huge things of ice water and cold air. No. No air conditioning in this little Italian joint. And to make matters worse, it was kind of full inside, so they sat us outside anyway.
So wait, so you go to the restaurant, and instead of sitting there with the nice air conditioner, they put you back outside?
Back outside.
In the sun.
Direct sunlight. Oh, and they're really sorry to tell us they're out of ice. It was a maddening experience. So what do? I go right home. I run, don't walk home. Wrench that heat on my shower just shut. Turn that cold air, open it up the whole way, and just stood in the shower for like 25 minutes. Ice cold water.
Good for you.
Greatest moment of my life.
It's good for you.
Yeah, if you can get that image out of your head, good luck with that.
All right, Gina and Grad taking an ice cold shower. And again, there's your weekend treat, everybody.
Princess doesn't like that.
All right. There were record temperatures today. I was out in the San Fernando Valley, and went out to meet a good buddy for lunch. And then after that, went home and looked at the thermometer outside, and it said 110 degrees. I'm thinking, no way can it get hotter than this. And literally an hour later, it said 112 degrees. In the shade, it was 112. And then I had a different thermometer on the grass, and just put on the grass today. 131 degrees. 131 degrees.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, very serious, Dougie. I couldn't believe it. Sitting out there in that heat today, I have no idea how we're all going to make it through the summer. This is the first day of summer, and it's 112 degrees in the San Fernando Valley. And I know a lot of you, you say, well, it's always that hot. It's not always that hot. This is 100. It was a record by 4 degrees yesterday. And I think a record again today in San Fernando Valley.
Oh.
And 4 degrees is a big difference. So I told you guys this Al Gore was on to something with this global warming. Nobody believed me. Brian Whitman and none of these guys believed me, man. I think this dude's on to something. All right, yeah, went through a nightmare today of your own. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Real quick before we get to the calls, if you have, you have to have yourself a wild, wild Jones for the Hollywood Bowl today. And I'll tell you what's there. I want to confirm this because I passed by and I saw some Liza Minnelli gear. People wearing Liza Minnelli shirts. Let me make sure before I blast away here. But I believe it's Liza Minnelli night at the Hollywood Bowl.
Jesus Christ.
If you can believe. I mean, how big of a Liza Minnelli Jones do you have to have that you're going to sit there in 108 degree heat and sweat your ass off? All right, let's see here. June 20th, that's tonight, right? 8:30? Let's see what's going on. Yep. Liza Minnelli, everybody. Liza Minnelli, opening night at the Bowl tonight. It's 107 degrees. And go out there and see B.B. King and Liza Minnelli, man, and enjoy yourself. You have to have a radical Liza Minnelli Jones to sit out there in 108 degrees. Perhaps you brought your little Oxford sweater, or your picnic basket, and you're going to enjoy that. But there's no traffic near the Hollywood Bowl, so I'm not sure it's going to sell out. Liza Minnelli at the Hollywood Bowl. Who the hell's going to that? Barry in Los Angeles, show 97.1. How are you, sir?
Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, how are we doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Well, I was better before. I was on hold for 25 minutes here. And I'll tell you something right now, Tim. You and I are in the same boat. All right? I live in the Valley. I have a wife and 2 kids.
Good for you.
All right? And I'm on my way to pick up dinner for my kids and my wife.
All right.
But I have a story for you.
Perfect.
This afternoon, I went with my boy Wayne down in Melrose and Antonio's.
Right.
And I ran into Paul Majors.
I'm Paul Majors.
Is that right? Look at that.
Now,
Paul Majors.
I know you're a big Paul. You're a big fan of Paul Majors, and I am too. So we talked. I talked to Paul. We shot, back and forth, this and that, everything else. It's all good. And Paul's a big Celtics fan.
He's a big what?
Celtics fan.
What does that mean?
Celtics.
Oh, Celtics fan. I thought you said Celta fan.
No.
Man, I don't know what the hell that is. Oh, he's a big Celtics fan?
Big Celtics fan. His daughter.
I wouldn't have him on the show if I knew that.
No. His daughter was on the show. His daughter graduated from high school today.
Oh, that's cool. Where? Beverly Hills High or wherever? I don't know where she went.
Nah, I really don't know. I'm sure it's a private school.
Right. No, I bet it is.
But I'll tell you what, Tim. I'm out here in the valley right now, driving home.
I know. It's hell.
And I'm stuck to my pants.
Yeah, I know.
I'm stuck to my pants.
All right, Barry. Well, why are you going out to get food for your family? Why does your wife cook?
Well, she does. A little bit. But not on Fridays.
Hey, all right. Is that a Jewish thing? Are you Jewish?
Of course not.
All right.
She's Catholic.
Oh, boy. Well, then she has no excuse.
Tim, my kids go to school where you went to school. They go to St. Mel's.
Yeah, I went to St. Mel's for a little bit. I was baptized at St. Mel's. How old are your kids?
Now they're small children. Hey Tim, I want to invite you to my pool party on Sunday.
I'm out. I don't go out in the summer.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Gina Grad will go. Hold on 1 second. Put you on with Gina Grad. She'll go to that thing, right? You'll go to that Barry's pool party.
I can't wait. When is it?
This Sunday.
Oh, so excited! Okay, let me pick him up.
Okay. All right, let's talk to Lily and Hawthorne. You're on 97.1. How are you, baby?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. I was just trying to complain about this heat because yesterday I had to sit 2.5 hours in a graduation and now half my face is burnt.
Yeah, I don't know why they continue to hold graduations outdoors in Southern California in June. Nobody has gotten the memo since about 1935, maybe 1940, when high school graduations became very popular in June here in Southern California, that it is hotter than F. I mean, nobody understands that. Nobody.
I know. And the best thing, we had, we took umbrellas and everything, and we couldn't take anything inside. So now half my face is burnt. I have a 2-year-old daughter,
right,
and one of her arms is darker than the other now.
Oh, Jesus.
It was horrible, and it was hot.
Who's graduating that you had to be there?
It was my niece.
All right, so it's not even a direct, I mean, it's not even like a kid of yours.
I didn't even want to go, but nobody was going, so I was like, oh, fine, I'll go, and I regret
How old's the niece?
She just turned 17.
All right, was she thrilled that you were there, or she didn't care?
No, she was thrilled because her mom was buying her a car, so I drove it there.
Oh, I see.
So I had
cool.
to be there.
All right, man.
Oh, it was horrible. I don't recommend them.
I know. All right, hold on 1 sec. We're going to give you something here, baby.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Dropkick Murphys and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Look at that, at the Pacific Amphitheater on June 20th. Now, these tickets include admission to the Orange County Fair. Go to ocfair.com for all the details. Oh, she's going to love that, man. Take all those kids out near the ocean at Orange County Fair. All right, a nightmare today in Southern California. The hottest it's been on record. I believe 1989 was the hottest. It was the previous record before today. 4 degrees. It busted the old record by 4 degrees. The high in the United States today was 119 degrees in Death Valley. And the low was up in Montana. I believe it was 29 degrees. So how about that for a difference? All right, 520-9710. This heat kick your ass today? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, the guys who I really feel sorry for are the guys working on the street, the guys working on the the sewers or the power lines today. But also these guys running around in these dark brown UPS trucks with the windows open, the doors open, and no air conditioning. I still don't understand in 2008 why UPS can't put air conditioning in these vans. I see it all the time. These doors wide open. These guys sweating their ass off. Andy in Ontario, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man.
I just wanted to let you guys know, it's kind of funny for me for that people are complaining about this heat because I used to be a former Marine out in Iraq.
Right.
And the temperature over there gets like 130 or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
And then we're wearing all our crap and all our gear. And when I got out of the military, I got a job out in 29 Palms, and back to the heat I went, and 120 degrees out there.
Yeah.
So today I was working out, and I'm doing construction out in Riverside. It was like 112 degrees over there. It's pretty hot.
Well, that's nothing for you.
Yeah, well, it was it's kind of fun working out there.
Hey, now, how long were you in Iraq? Were you there for a couple tours?
I did one tour out there in OIF-2. I was up in Fallujah, Iraq.
Oh, wow. That's
I was there for 7 months.
It's a hotbed, huh?
Oh, yeah. Pretty hot. We're standing up on the street and everything is pretty cool.
Do you have any nightmares, the crap you've seen you didn't want to see?
No, I just lived. I mean, it goes with the war, you know. So, I mean, you've seen stuff, but you don't really do anything about it.
Do you have friends over there still?
Yeah, I do actually. I still have friends in the Marine Corps.
And how are we doing over there? Because I know in the press, you know, they don't really tell the whole story.
I guess we're doing pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah?
I just sent them a lot of care packages.
Well, that's cool. Hey, dude, you know when we tell, you know, when a lot of people on the radio or people tell you in person, you know, that we thank you for this service, it's not just something we say. We really do appreciate that, man.
Well, thanks a lot. I mean, it was just something I did for to serve my country, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't understand if you know that, you know, that not everybody in the United States is like, you know, the far left wing. And I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm talking about the far left wing where they sort of root against you, you know?
Yeah, but we're the ones fighting so they could do that, you know?
Yeah. Hey, hold on one sec. We're going to give you tickets as well to the Dropkick Murphys and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones at the Orange County Fair. The tickets include admission to the Orange County Fair. Go to ocfair.com for all the details. Let's talk to a Fabian Fulton. What's happening with you, dude?
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, how are you?
Man, just bitching about the heat.
And what is your job today?
Well, right now I'm at work. I work at the for a city. I just do community. Well, I was late today for work. Too many people driving on the 10. They were damn slow.
Yeah, I know. People are starting to drive slower now because of the gas price. I guess you get better gas mileage.
Well, yeah, I agree. But my friend, I was in a mad rush to get on time. And all I see was just stop lights. Everyone in the freeway was driving on the 10, stoplights. On the 57, stoplights. I mean, right. I understand it's hot, but come on, guys. Step it up a little bit.
You know, it's one of those days, everybody has them, where it seems like you hit every light. You get into every, you know, traffic congestion, it seems like it just piles up. But, buddy, just go home and have yourself a couple of beers. Enjoy your weekend, man.
Oh, I will. I will, though.
Okay.
I will.
All right. Thanks for calling, dude. All right. Take care of yourself. All right. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It was the hottest day since they've been keeping records here in the city of Los Angeles, and lots of records broken throughout Southern California today. Hotter than hell. Robert in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir? There you are. Hey.
Hey, well, where I work at, UPS delivers packages to us every single day. And today the UPS guy came in and said that his buddy who drives a truck had a heat stroke yesterday because of how hot it was.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was. He said it was pretty horrible. Like, had a heat stroke and he had to get taken out of work for a good 2 weeks, he said, because of it.
Oh, man. That is horrible. You know what I discovered, and this might be a tip for guys who drive for UPS, or you have to be out in this weather. They make there's a product called Pedialyte, and they make it for babies because babies, you know, when they lose their electrolytes, they get, you know, diarrhea and they get dehydrated, and so the quickest way to get them back is to get some of this Pedialyte, and again, it's made for babies. But if you're either hungover or you have one of those before you go to bed after you've been drinking, or you're just really dehydrated, that always does it for me. I mean, you look like a complete a-hole drinking this stuff in public because they make it for babies. But you feel much better. It's called Pedialyte electrolytes. Let's talk to Jason in Orange on 97.1. How are you, sir? Sorry about that. Jason, you're on 97.1.
First time, long time.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
I'm a UPS driver myself, been doing it for about 10 years now.
Right.
And there is no other place in the world where I'd rather be delivering a package.
Yeah,
we have to put up with the heat occasionally.
Right.
But where else can we have this kind of weather where it's not raining and we can wear shorts 365 days a year?
Right. No, there are some advantages. However, as you heard the last caller, you know, some of you guys have heat stroke.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because, I mean, it's like working inside of an aluminum can.
Right, but why can't you tell, I mean, you know, the guys with FedEx have air conditioning.
No, they don't. None of them that I know.
I thought they did.
Nope, and they actually have to be driving with their doors closed.
Oh,
if the vehicle's
Jesus.
Moving, their doors have to be closed. At least we get some sort of wind inside.
Yeah, I always thought it was odd that you guys drive around all day with your doors open.
Hey, the doors doors open, doors closed.
Yeah. I felt bad for our UPS guy today, the guy who works in our neighborhood, because I had a package delivered today, and I didn't think it was coming today. I thought it was coming on Monday, but it was 103 pounds.
Oh, geez.
And so I brought the guy in. We gave him some water, and I tried to give him a tip, but I guess you guys don't really take tips, huh?
Some of us do, some of us don't. It depends on the person itself. I mean, the money that we get paid to do the job that we do, it's part of the service. Yeah. I've been offered it more than once, and it's not really anything. It's like, hey, my job is done. I'm doing the job that's needed.
Right. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, dude.
Thanks.
All right. All right, folks, we got to take a small break and just a couple of minutes, then we come back. Adam Carolla is going to be with us, everybody. Look at that. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.